This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Trump's lawyers started their impeachment trial defense Saturday, arguing that Democrats are trying to overturn the 2016 election results. We get more from AP's Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani at the White House.
With the Senate in for a rare Saturday session, White House counsel Pat Cipollone argued the president did nothing wrong in dealings with Ukraine, and Democrats know it.
They're here to perpetrate the most massive interference in an election in American history.
Cipollone and other lawyers repeatedly accused Democrats of holding back key facts during their 3 days of opening statements, promising senators will now get the truth in longer sessions next week. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says, great, let's have more information, saying the Trump presentation underlined Democrat demands for witnesses and documents.
We thank the president's counsel for one thing. They made our case even stronger.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Some of the Democratic lawmakers on Capitol Hill responsible for prosecuting the president's case hit back at his legal team's insistence that they made the case to call witnesses and review documents. Congressman Adam Schiff, the lead House impeachment manager, says that criticisms of their case from the president's defense team reveal a great deal.
When your client is guilty, when your client is dead to rights, you don't want to talk about your client's guilt. You want to attack the prosecution. It is a fairly elemental strategy, and I think that's all you're seeing here is that effort to distract.
New York Representative Gerald Nadler said an argument made by the president's team that House impeachment managers should have brought witnesses by now ignores the fact that the president had ordered members of his administration not to testify during the impeachment inquiry. This is VOA.